morning to Matthew chapter 1. And some of you may be saying, well, I'm glad he's getting off Galatians 5, but that's not the case today, actually. Sorry about that, but God's word is one. And in Matthew chapter 1, I was preparing this, and then I went back over to find some of my old files and found that I preached from Matthew 1, the verses that we're looking at today, the third Sunday after I came here in 1993. And I don't know how many times I've preached on it since then, but what a blessing to begin our time here to speak of the birth of our dear Lord and of the promises that have been given, that he shall be called Jesus because it is he who will save his people from their sins, the direct fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 9 that we read in our call to worship this morning. And he is still the same. Nothing has changed. He is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. And that's the very foundation of our faith, that no matter how the world changes or we change, he doesn't. And therefore, our faith in his faithfulness saves us. And our faith in his faithfulness keeps us to the end. In Matthew chapter 1, we have in the first half of the chapter the genealogy of the Lord Jesus. And down to Joseph in verse 16 and Mary. And then in verse 18, we have these words. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, desired to put her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Immanuel, or Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph arose from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took her as his wife, and kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus. Let us pray. We thank you, our Father, for sending the Spirit to inspire Matthew with all of his memory and his observations and hearings of the Lord Jesus Christ to write accurately and perfectly the Gospel of Matthew, the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, from eternity past to eternity future.